Now, I've got two helpers. Don't know your name, sorry. Jackie, up you come, please. And then this lady, Gillian, up you come as well. Gillian, if you stand beside me and if Jackie stands at the end there, we're going to do something. Now, those pictures, take one in your left hand and one in your right, and I'll tell you if you've got them in the right order. Yes, we've got them in the right order. Come on into the middle here. Now, boys and girls, here are four pictures that take us right away back to the beginning of time. There's a picture at the very end there, and it tells us how God made the world. Absolutely perfect. Now, when God made the world, can anyone tell me what God made on day number one? Day number one, this man here. You're not sure. This man here. He didn't make the land on the sea on day number one. He said, and God said, let there be light. Wonderful. So the light started it all off. Then we got heaven above and earth below. And then on the third day, there's lots of things in that picture that tell you what, on the first picture, that tell you what God made on day number three. Yes. Land, and what did he put in the land? Trees and flowers and all the vegetation and everything that we see around us. He made the mountains and the grass for the cows to eat, and he made the fruit trees and everything like that, and that was day number three. Well, do you know what? God made lots more things, but then he came to day number six, and what did he make on day number six? He first made the animals, and then he made two very special people. Who were they? This man in here. Adam and Eve. And whenever God made Adam and Eve, it was a totally perfect world. There was absolutely nothing in this world that would make you unhappy. It was a beautiful, perfect, everything the way it should be world. But it didn't stay like that, because God gave Adam and Eve one command. And the command was that they weren't to take of a certain tree that God had put in the garden. It was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Adam and Eve, they were to stay away from that tree. They were not to eat of it. But someone came whose name was... Not Eve. Who came? Yes? Satan came and he tempted Eve and he said, Eve, as God said, you're not allowed to eat of every tree of the garden. And Eve said, well, we're allowed to eat of every tree of the garden, but there's one tree we're not allowed to eat, because God says that the day that we eat of that tree, we will die. And Satan said, well, God knows that that's the best tree in the garden, and really you should eat of that tree, because the day that you eat of that tree, you will be so happy and you will enjoy things that you've never had before. Well, Eve believed the devil, and she took of the fruit of the tree and she gave to Adam. Adam ate, and what happened? Well, sin came into the world. And Adam and Eve, their world was spoiled, and then they were separated from God. And they went and they hid themselves amongst the trees of the garden because they were afraid, because God had come looking for them. And then God put them out of the garden, and they weren't allowed to be in God's beautiful garden anymore. And boys and girls, here's the first thing I want you to remember this morning. The first word is this: sin spoils. Sin spoils. It spoiled God's beautiful world, and sin came in, and death came in, and not only that, but sin separates. Sin separates us from God. Sin has spoiled God's world, and sin has separated. Now, you two can sit down now. Thank you very much indeed. But boys and girls, here's the next picture. Not only does sin spoil, because it ruined God's world, but also it separates. But the next thing that sin does is sin spreads. Sin spreads. So what was the first word that I said? Sin? Yes? Spoils. We see sickness around us. We see diseases. People are hungry. People fight. Sin has spoiled God's world. But sin has also separated us from God, because we can't go to heaven and we can't enjoy fellowship with God because of our sin. But also sin spreads. And boys and girls, mums and dads, here we are all these years later in Lisburn Baptist Church, and sin has spread right into the hearts of each person here. And you know what, boys and girls? That sin separates us from God, and it'll keep us out of heaven. You know, sin is a horrible thing. Can anyone, boy or girl, tell me some things that are sins? Some things that are sins. Yes. If you punched people on the head, that would be a sin. Yes. Any other sins? Yes. Pardon? Saying bad words, that would be a sin. And even if you think a bad word and without saying it, that would be a sin. Anything else that would be a sin? This boy here. Telling lies, that would be a sin. Is there anyone in the congregation this morning that wouldn't tell a lie? Yes, what do you think? Never disobey your mummy and daddy. That would be a sin. You see, boys and girls and mums and dads, we're all guilty of sin because sin has spoiled our world. It has separated us from God and it has spread. Yes, what are you thinking of? Pardon? I can't hear that one. Don't stick your fingers up. I think that would be a rude thing to do as well. Do you know what? Boys and girls, there's lots of bad things we do. And you know what? The thing is this, we can't stop doing bad things. In fact, I would say everyone who's here this morning, they tell lies. They say bad words, maybe. They think evil thoughts. And every day, we do things that are wrong, and we can't stop sinning. In fact, we're in chains. Boys and girls, look. There are people all around today, and they are in chains because of sin. And you know what? We can't stop telling lies. And we say bad words. Every day, we say bad words. And we don't want to do what our mommy and daddy tells us, and maybe we fall out with people and we punch them, and maybe we talk about people behind their backs. Boys and girls, we're sinful. And these sins that started way back whenever Adam and Eve sinned, do you know what? They'll keep us out of heaven. They won't let us get into heaven because if I can't get rid of my sins, I can't be where Jesus is. I can't go to heaven. And even though I'm a big person, I would go to hell because of my sin. Even if I was a little boy or girl, I can't get into heaven because I'm trapped by sin. I think things that are wrong. I say things that are wrong. I say bad. Boys and girls, we're all trapped by sin. And people begin to think, well, how can I get rid of my sins? And, here's a good way here. Look. Here's a good way to get rid of sin. Could anyone come up and use this key and see if this will open this for me? Come up, you come, please. Now, this looks like a good key. Maybe I could get rid of my sin if I go to church every week. Do you think that would be a good thing to do? That might get my sins away. Could you try that key in my... Just try it in there. Does it work? Oh, no, there's another lock over here. Try it on that side and see if it'll go in there. Boys and girls, does it work? It doesn't. Boys and girls, you can have a seat again. Boys and girls, I would love to get rid of my sin, but going to church doesn't seem to do it. Do you think it's a good thing to go to church? It is a good thing to go to church. Do you think it's a good thing to go to Sunday school? Yeah. But boys and girls, going to church and going to Sunday school, it won't take away my sin. I'm going to have to do something else. What else could I do to maybe get rid of my sin? Here's a good one. Could someone come up and try this key? Would you like to come up? You come, please. Now, this is a really good one. This maybe would get rid of my sin. Don't do anybody any harm. Would that be a good thing to do? Maybe that would do it. Would you try that for me, please? I'd love to get rid of my sin. I want to go to heaven, but how do I get... Could you try that for me, please? Does it work?
No.
But boys and girls, if I don't do any harm to anybody, surely God would let me into heaven. Do you think he should? But it won't take away my sin. You see, well, I'm actually quite a good person, and I try to do my best, but boys and girls, does it take away my sin? It won't open. Oh, dearie me, what else could I do to get rid of it? I do want to go to heaven when I die, and I try to be a nice person, but how can I get rid of it? What else could I do? Oh, here, look, here's a good one. Oh, I know. This is a big key. This one here might do. Oh, this is a great key. Yes, would you like to come up? Now, this one here, That looks like a nice key. This one here is bound to be able to open these. Oh, look what this one says. I could give my money to the poor. Did you give money this year to the poor in Sunday school? You helped missionaries. Well, maybe if I helped missionaries too, maybe that would take away my sin. Maybe I could get rid of all this sin that's in my life. Does it work? It doesn't. Oh, I wonder, is there any way I can get rid of these? Oh no, am I going to be like this? And imagine if I died with sins, and what happens if you die and your sins aren't forgiven? Yes? You go to hell. But how can I get rid of these sins? But giving money won't do it. And well, if I don't do anybody any harm, and what did that one say? Go to church. But none of these things will work. Oh dear, what else could I do? I do want to go to heaven. I want to be with Jesus when I die, but how can I get rid of my sins? Oh, what did you think?
Pray to God.
Pray to God. Oh, here, yes, well, I could believe in God. That would be a good idea. Could you, maybe somebody come and try this one. If I believe in God, that might get me into heaven. I would love to be able to, maybe that will do it. Yes, would you like to come? Believe in God. Well, there's lots of people believe in God. Maybe that will get your sins taken away. What is it? Does it work? It doesn't work either. Imagine, you could believe in God and still not have your sins forgiven. Well, I do remember, I've always believed in God. Like, I don't believe the world began of nothing. I believe God created the world, but does believing in God take away my sin? It won't. And going to church won't do it. And if I give my money to help the missionaries, that won't do it either. And, well, I don't do anybody any harm. But boys and girls, how can I get rid of my sin? I do want to go to heaven when I die. And I know that whenever Adam and Eve sinned, it has spread to me. And I'm a sinner by the way I was born. And I'm a sinner the way I live. And how can I get rid of my sin? I don't want to die with my sins. I want to be able to go to heaven. Oh, here's a good one. I know, not only if I don't do any harm to people. Now, oh, this is a nice little key. This might fit. Oh, yes, this might be a good one. Would you like to try it up? You come, please. You might be able to get this sin away from me quickly. Oh, yes. Now, this key looks, look at that. I could do good things. Maybe if I could do lots of good. Think of all the good things I could do. Could you try that for me, please? There, get that key and try it in that there. That's where the lock. Does it work? No. Boys and girls, how doing good things won't get rid of my sin. And well, I could give my money and that doesn't get rid of my sin. And I could believe in God and that didn't work. None of those. Go to church and don't do any harm to people. How am I going to get rid of my sin? I want to go to heaven, but I know that sin, that it spoils and it separates me from God, and it is spread even, and everybody in here's got it. And how do we get rid of it? We all want to go to heaven, but we can't go if we are like this. Oh, there's something else over here. Oh, look, here's a good, look at this one. Pray. Oh, now that might work. Look at the side. That might be a good key for it. Maybe if I prayed every day, and maybe that would, every morning before I go out, and maybe before I go to bed, I might be, would you like to come and try this, please? Oh, if I prayed, maybe that would take away my sin. If I had a good prayer to pray, and maybe if it sounded nice, let me see, try that one. Oh, it's not working. Try it on that side. Does it work? Oh dear, even praying won't take away my sin. Boys and girls, moms, how can we get rid of this thing and sin in our life? It started away back there, and here we all are today, and we all do bad things, and we know we don't deserve to go to heaven, but how could we ever get our sins forgiven, and how could we be set free? Well, I wonder what it says in this. Oh, this is a verse out of the Bible. What does that verse say? Oh, John's Gospel chapter 8. Oh, let's see if we could say that together. And maybe this might help me. Everybody after 2. 1, 2. If the Son therefore shall make you free. You shall be free indeed. Who said those words? Who said, yes? It was Jesus said that. Well, let's see if we could say that again, because this might help. I do want to go to heaven, but this, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Boys and girls, all my life I've tried to stop sinning, and I've tried to stop saying bad words, and I try not to tell lies, and I try to be good to my mommy and daddy, but this sin just won't go away. But this verse says that somebody could set me free. Who could set me free, do you think? Yes, God could set me free, but who's the Son? Who's the Son? Yes, Jesus. Well, I wonder if I've got a key over. Oh, look. Here's a key that might do it. This key might be able to get rid of. I wonder, would you like to come up and try, please? Oh, I'm so. Oh, there's two words in the back of this that says something. Oh, but I'll show you those in a moment. Jesus, I wonder if this would work. Maybe Jesus could set me free. Complete, all my bad things, the bad words and the lies and all the times I've said bad things to my mommy and daddy and going to church, oh, none of those things will work. Oh, this is a very small key. All those look much bigger and better keys, but well, let's see if this one works. Try it in there. Boys and girls, do you think it might work? Push it in. Is it going to go? Oh, it's a. But you have to get the other side. It's not just half of it. I can get rid of all my sin. Not just, it's not going to stay like that. See if it'll come off there too. Ah, boys and girls, who was able to break my sins and to take them away? Jesus was able to do it. And do you know what? The Bible tells me if I'm willing to repent of my sins, to say sorry for them, and if I put my trust, if I believe in Jesus, my sins can be all gone. I'm free. What did Jesus do in order? Well, look, do you know what? I discovered something. That Jesus died on the cross for me. That is exactly. Jesus died on the cross and he took the punishment for all the bad things that I have done. And well, I try to pray, but it wouldn't take away my sin. And I try to give my money to the poor because that's a good thing to do. But even that didn't take away my sin. And well, I try to pray every day and I try not to do people any harm, but none of those things would take away my sin. But Jesus died on the cross for me. And whenever I said sorry for my bad things and whenever I believed in him, Jesus came into my life. And he took away my sins and he made me ready for heaven. And boys and girls and mums and dads this morning, it's a wonderful thing to know that even though sin has spoiled our world and even though it has separated us from God and even though it has spread to everybody in this room this morning, Jesus died on the cross that our sins could be forgiven, that we could be set free. And Jesus could live in our lives and one day take us to be with him in heaven. I wonder, has every boy and girl and mum and dad here this morning asked the Lord Jesus to be their saviour? Well, do you know what? I've got a little booklet here for children, Becoming God's Friend. And if there's a boy or a girl and you've never asked the Lord Jesus to be your saviour and set you free, you want to become God's friend by asking Jesus to be your saviour. You ask me for a little booklet and I would have a conversation, or maybe your mummy or daddy, and you could ask the Lord Jesus to forgive you for your sins and you could believe in him. Or maybe there's a mum or dad here this morning and you don't normally come to church, or maybe you do come to church every week and you've never asked the Lord Jesus or you've never been set free from your sin. Well, what you need to do is you need to trust in Christ. You need to